At the 12:30 today, we had nearly 40 people receive the sacrament of confirmation. So we had a tremendous amount of celebration for this new sacrament here at St. Andrew's. For a number of adults that had, for whatever reason, not received that sacrament yet, and they wanted to complete their initiation into full communion with the Catholic Church. And that sacrament especially is related to today's feast, because by baptism we receive the Holy Spirit and are initiated into this holy communion that is the Church. That's what the Church is. The Church is Holy Communion. And so the Eucharist makes the Church, because we receive Holy Communion here and are received into Holy Communion. And that's what baptism does. Now, confirmation, on the other hand, is a permanent seal on your soul that you receive for the guarantee of the Holy Spirit being with you as you go out of this Holy Communion into the world out there. That's what confirmation is all about. It's for your life as you're in the world, because Jesus says to the Father, he says, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, because we're supposed to be in the world, all of us are. But I do pray that you will keep them safe from the evil one. That's what he's praying for. Protect us from the devil, who's out there prowling around looking for whom he may devour. And the Holy Spirit is with us as we go out there into that world. And you might, I don't know about you, but I mean, sometimes I think we might say to ourselves, yeah, so what? What's the big deal? And I think in some ways, today especially, that's a good question, because we do need to answer some of these really fundamental questions about our Catholic faith, because we have so many people just abandoning ship. And in part, it's due to the fact that a lot of people don't realize what we have and what we've received. And we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit in our confirmation. And the difference that makes, I think, could best be illustrated by today's gospel. Because what you have here is Jesus coming back for the first time, and he's encountering the apostles, all of whom abandoned him in his most dire time of need on Good Friday, and one of whom committed suicide. And so here comes Jesus. What's the spirit that Jesus brings with him? Is he copying an attitude? Does he have a grudge? Is he bitter and angry and resentful toward the apostles? Does he have a spirit of anger with him? Does he have a spirit of resentment toward them? Like, where were you? Why did you abandon me when I needed you most? What does he say? Peace be with you. You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know. Father Dan, that's ridiculous. That's not real. That's not real. You go out into that world out there, peace be with you, you got to be kidding me. No, you've got to, it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, nail them back when they nail you. And you know what's happening out there is you go out into that world, and a lot of times it's a world of empty show, where people use words to present themselves, or they might use words to manipulate others or try to dominate them. And we get in the office around the cooler, drama starting to build up, and words really just mean nothing because we use them, but they don't really mean anything. And that's the world of empty show that the Bible also talks about. And see, that's not Jesus. That's not Jesus. His spirit doesn't get into that sort of drama thing, you know, where maybe you discover someone's trying to manipulate you or dominate you or control you. They're lying to you through their teeth so they can get ahead. You get angry at that, and before you know it, we got the drama in the office. This one doesn't like that one, and we're fighting, and all this goes on. That's what's waiting for you out there. How do you get out of that? Well, there is a way out. There's another spirit we have received that teaches us from the inside about truth. All the fruits from the second reading, the spirit of truth, it's a spirit of gentleness, it's a spirit of kindness, it's a spirit of generosity, faithfulness, self-control. That spirit is in us. It's a spirit that is an alternative spirit to that world out there. And that's the difference it makes for us, brothers and sisters, having received the Holy Spirit. And it's a seal, permanent seal on your soul that can never be erased. You take that with you into eternity. And it's the assurance of the Holy Spirit to be with you in the midst of your life out there as you encounter drama at the cooler. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? So, this is the significance of this feast. The Holy Spirit is with us and is instructing us. And we can heed that Spirit and learn from it and allow it to form us and incorporate the Holy Spirit, His education, if you will, from within. Faith comes through hearing. So we hear His instruction. What's He saying to us? Or we set it aside. That's not realistic. That's not real. That's a whole nother world. That's not the world I'm living in. Well then, have at it. Go out into that world and start to have drama at the cooler. I wish you well. I really do. But I can guarantee you that world does start tearing you apart. And I think most of us maybe have had that experience too. And you know, one of the other things that I think today's readings teach us about the Holy Spirit is it sows unity. It sows unity. And not only that, it tethers us as believers to the truth. It tethers us to the truth. And that's really significant because in today's first reading, Peter is preaching and everyone understands him. Which means that with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 is overcome by the Spirit. He sows unity. You remember the Tower of Babel? That's when men and women were trying to build the tower to reach the heavens. And at the base of that tower was just mass confusion. No one can talk to anyone. And everybody had their own reality, their own version of reality. And if my version is different than yours, we can't communicate. That's the confusion of Babel. I have my reality I'm constructing, you have yours, you're constructing, you have yours, you have yours, you have yours, and none of us are communicating. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, today, if there are men who want me to refer to them with their preferred pronoun as she, brothers and sisters, we're starting a new Tower of Babel in our day and age because words, again, they don't mean anything anymore. They just don't mean anything anymore. We're not able to talk to each other anymore. And I may even offend someone without even trying, just by opening my mouth, because the word I think it means to this person, it's going to be offensive, and they're going, oh, maybe they'll take me to court. I don't know. And I'm going to apologize? What's going on here? You see, that's what happens when our language is adrift from truth. It doesn't mean anything. and we're going to rely on the government to compel our speech and force us to make it mean something. No. No, the truth of reality for me comes from the Creator. The Word, big W. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He's the designer, the maker of this universe. My biology contributes to my identity as a man. It's not like a cloud or a dew or some kind of vapor. This is biology, and it contributes to my identity in the Word who created me. The Holy Spirit tethers us to that truth. And you know what happens? My words take on meaning, and we can connect. We can connect. We can even have, as Pope St. John Paul II says, we enter into the world of meaning. And boy, there's a lot of men and women out there, their lives are meaningless. They're empty. They're devoid because they're into this world where words mean nothing and it's all spin. You can't be sure the person's telling you the truth of what's really happening or whether they're trying to spin it. What do you do with all that? It's like sand. Well, you build on rock, which is the Word, big W, who is the Creator, the designer, the maker of this whole universe, who became flesh in Jesus Christ, comes to you from this altar, filling you with the Holy Spirit, who attempts to tether you to that truth, which is filled with meaning, that nurtures your soul and gives you purpose and doesn't empty you out. So, brothers and sisters, that's the difference this Holy Spirit makes. And it's an inside job. It's coming to you from within, because that's where the Holy Spirit lives. It's not something that is going to compel you, like the U.S. government from the outside, to conform to this rigid kind of definition of what? What are we doing? We're building towers in the sky. We're building new towers of Babel, and we're not able to talk to each other anymore. And Jesus comes walking, probably barefoot, maybe a little soiled from walking the streets of Palestine in hot weather and sun, sweaty. I don't know, maybe he hasn't even had a bath for a while. No one's going to respect him. He was a simple Galilean preacher. He's got his feet right on the ground, and he looks up that tower, and he says, "Hey, come down from there." So let's come down and allow the Holy Spirit to tether you to the truth through your faith and recognize there's a world of meaning waiting for you. It's really there because it's the real world. It's the only real world. And it's the one our Father has created and given us in His Son, Jesus Christ.